Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Philip Tunnicliffe. Now is the time of year we put books on our wish list for holiday giving, or to make a list for gifts to give. River Action's Environmental Book Club has suggestions, and if you follow its calendar, you can discuss them with us too. Author Bernd Heinrich takes us from flying squirrels to grizzly bears and torpid turtles to insects with antifreeze. He suggests the animal kingdom relies on staggering innovations to survive winter. The title is Winter World: The Ingenuity of Animals' Survival. Author Peter Wohlleben makes the case that the forest is a social network. He draws on scientific discoveries to describe how trees are like human families. The title is The Hidden Life of Trees: What They Feel, How They Communicate, Discoveries from a Secret World. Author Tim Burkhead tells captivating stories about how birds interact with one another and their environment. Never has there been a book about how intricately bird behavior is shaped by bird senses. The title is Bird Sense: What It's Like to Be a Bird. Author Robert Moore, while hiking the Appalachian Trail, began to wonder about the paths that lie beneath our feet. How do they form? What makes us follow or strike off on our own? The title is On Trails: An Exploration. Author Alan Eckert gives a day-by-day account of the quick cycles of birth, life, and death among the wildlife in a lake region on the Wisconsin-Illinois border during a beautiful May in his book titled Wild Season. Author Sigurd Olsen, through deeply personal stories, brings life in the northern Minnesota woods alive. He traces the history of a fallen leaf through water and the magic of rain on tent flaps. The title is Listening Point. Author Leander Lynn Haupt explores the unlikely and remarkable bond between Mozart and one of the Earth's most common birds. The nature of creative inspiration is explored in the book Mozart's Starling. Author Richard Powers has written a novel about the work of activism and resistance that is an evocation of the natural world. The title is The Overstory. Author George Marsh was ahead of his time in terms of environmental attitudes and asks that we recognize the value of landscapes. The title is Man and Nature, or Physical Geography as Modified by Human Action. All books are listed at riveraction.org/bookclub.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.